What's up, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Haas, and today we're going to be talking about Rivalry Week of college football that just happened this past weekend. A lot of incredible games, some fights at the end of games, and we're going to get into all of it. So we're going to start with the games that took place on Friday. So on Friday, you had the game of the day was Georgia Tech and Georgia. And in this game, Tech had the lead for most of it. And they were looking really good, just controlling the clock, running the football, playing their physical brand. And then Georgia just couldn't do anything about it. But then Georgia came back in the fourth quarter to tie the game. And the game would end up going into 8 overtimes where Georgia would finally win by a score of 44-42. And that would clinch Georgia a spot more than likely in the college football playoff. The rankings come out tonight, so we will see where they end up. And that was the Friday game of the day. Now we go to Saturday, where Saturday there was all sorts of action. First, we'll start with the game, probably the biggest rivalry in college football, Michigan versus Ohio State. Coming into this game, Michigan was closed as a 20.5-point underdog. No one thought they were going to win this game. They were down 2 of their star players, had a walk-on at quarterback. And Ohio State was number 2 team in the country. $20 million roster, I've heard $60 million. They really, 10-1 record, a lock for the playoff. Well, for 22 straight years, the team that had more rushing yards would win the game. And in this game, Michigan just outplayed Ohio State. And for the 23rd year in a row, the team with more rushing yards won. And the Michigan Wolverines came in to Ohio State and won 13-10 for their 4th straight win in the game. And I don't know if many of you saw this, but after the game, there was a big skirmish, a big fight at the middle of the field because Michigan planted their flag at the center of the Ohio State logo. And a lot of people were upset about this. Personally, I do not have a problem with this because, look, Ohio State had every chance to win this football game. They were the better team coming in. They were at home, 20-point favorites. If you don't want them to plant the flag on your field, just win the game. It's really not that hard. But they lost the game, and Michigan did what they did, and I don't have a problem with it. I don't really see what Michigan did that was so wrong. I mean, again, Ohio State, you don't want it to happen, win the football game. And then another really important game that would have college football playoff implications would be the South Carolina versus Clemson game. And in this game, it was a tight game all the way through. Clemson had a 14-7 lead going into the fourth quarter. And it would be South Carolina in the fourth quarter with a field goal and then a scramble touchdown by their quarterback to put them up 17-14, and a Cade Klubnik interception would seal the deal. And so South Carolina, the number 15 team in the country, finishes the year at 9-3. Maybe a chance to get into the playoffs, who knows? But a great season from the Gamecocks and Shane Beamer. Clemson, even though they lost, will be advancing to the ACC Championship game because of a result from another game. Miami and Syracuse. 10-1 Miami coming into 8-3 Syracuse. All Miami has to do is win this game, and they've locked up a spot in the playoff, and they're going to the ACC Championship game. And in the first half, it really looked like that. Miami got out to a quick lead, 21-0. And it looked like they were going to run away with this ball game. But then Kyle McCord had other plans. He would finish the day with 3 touchdown passes and a couple of rushing touchdowns from running backs. And Syracuse would pull off a shocking upset, winning over Miami 42-38. And what a game for Kyle McCord, because last year he was at Ohio State and he threw a very costly interception down the stretch of that game and basically was just left to dead by Ohio State fans. They wanted nothing to do with him. And so he transferred, and for him to have confidence to go into a big game like that, they're not favored to win, but they went in there and they defended their home field. They came out with a massive W for Syracuse. They'll finish the season 9-3, fourth in the ACC. And then they had another famous rivalry, the Iron Bowl, between Auburn and Alabama. And Auburn having another down year. It seems like they've had a lot of those ever since Gus Malzahn left them. Going to that SEC championship game in 2017, they really have not been able to replicate that success ever since then. And Alabama would win this game 28-14. A really big win for them. They're still looking to get into the playoffs, which could happen, might not happen, who knows. But they'll be on the bubble. And the rankings tonight that come out will basically put them where they might be, because they will not be playing for an SEC championship. And so it's a waiting game for them. Their season's done for now, but they'll have to wait and see. And then another big game to help decide the teams who would make up the Big 12 championship would be Iowa State and Kansas State. So the game started out really, it was a lot of offense in the first half, and Iowa State would go up big. They would lead 24-14 going into halftime. And in the third quarter, Kansas State managed to get it within a 3-point game. But that was their only touchdown of the second half. Iowa State would then get a safety and a field goal to win that game 29-21. And they will advance to the Big 12 championship game to take on Arizona State. And then the last game we'll talk about from Rivalry Weekend will be the Louisville versus Kentucky game. So in this game, Louisville have lost 5 straight to the team in Lexington. And last year was a game they were supposed to win, but Kentucky just came in and they were the better team at the end of the day. Well, not this year. This year, Louisville came in with a chip on their shoulder, and they came into Lexington, and off the jump, the running backs, Isaac Brown and Duke Watson, had a day. Isaac Brown and Duke Watson both had over 100 yards rushing, both had multiple touchdowns, and the defense really shut down freshman Cutter Boyle in his first start at Kentucky, getting 2 picks and forcing multiple fumbles, even having 1 scoop and score defensive touchdown, which gave the Cardinals a 41-14 win over the Wildcats. And that was all she wrote. And right now, Kentucky's program, I'm not even saying this as a diss against them, but their program needs a direction to go in, and personally, I don't think that Stoops is the person for that, because he's been there for a long time, and these last 2 years, just they haven't been pretty, especially this year. Like, you bring in a transfer from Georgia, Brock Vandegrift. Doesn't look good. Like, they were losing a lot of games they should have won. What really made it bad was that KSR radio analyst Matt Jones, he had said in the offseason in August, it would not be crazy for Kentucky to win 9 games this year. Well, they basically lost all of the games that Matt said they could win, and they finished the season with 4 wins, and that snaps their bowl game streak, and they will not be going to a bowl game this year. With Louisville, on the other hand, it was a good way to end the season, but honestly, from the expectations that Louisville fans had for them after going to an ACC championship game last year, this year, with a better roster, a better quarterback, they had high expectations. Well, you lose a close one to Notre Dame on the road, but then they also lost to SMU by 7, and then they lost a thriller of a game to Miami. But then what was really good was that they went into Death Valley and they beat Clemson for the first time in decades in a night game at Death Valley. And that really gave the team some momentum into the bye week. But then we had a halt in all momentum as the Cards visited 2-win Stanford. And up 14 in the fourth quarter, found a way to blow the game. And that would basically seal the end of any playoff chances that the team had. So that was Rivalry Week. And now we have our championship weekend all set. In the Big 12 championship, it'll be Iowa State and Arizona State. Currently, Arizona State is a 2-point favorite over Iowa State. And the over-under is set at 50.5. Honestly, looking at right now, I think that I would take the over on points just because the Big 12 is not really known for much defense. And I like Iowa State in this game. I think Matt Campbell is a really good head coach, and he's had Iowa State close before. And I think he'll get it done this year. And then another conference championship game we have is UNLV versus the number 11 team in the country, Boise State, led by Heisman hopeful Ashton Jeanty, who has been on an absolute tear this season, who leads college football with 2,288 rushing yards and 28 touchdowns. And if they win this game, they will be headed to the 12-team college football playoff and maybe even in position for a bye. And there's no reason for me to believe that Boise State cannot get this done. So I'm going to take Boise State over points, over 58.5 total points. And I'm going to take Boise State by 4 points. And then in the other game, we have a rematch of an earlier game this year, and that would be Georgia and Texas. Georgia and Texas, they faced off earlier, and the winner of that game was Georgia. They handled Texas with ease. Texas had to change quarterbacks a couple times in this game, but I think it's going to be a different time. Georgia has looked fraudy this year, has not looked themselves. And I just think Texas is the more talented team, which is crazy to say about a Georgia Bulldog team. But I think Texas is the more talented. I think they'll win this game on a neutral site. But give me the under at 49.5. And I'm going to take Texas by 2.5. And then the ACC championship game, we have the number 12 team in the country, the Clemson Tigers, and the number 9 team in the country, their first ever season in the ACC, SMU, going at it for the ACC championship and a spot in the college football playoff. And honestly, give me SMU. I think SMU is going to take it. I don't think Clemson has looked that good. They sold at the end of the game against South Carolina. I just think this is SMU's year. Their Cinderella run is not going to end just yet. They're undefeated in conference play. Their only loss this year was to a team in BYU who has been ranked in the top 25 almost the whole year. And so give me BYU -2.5, and I'm going to take the over at 56.5 points. And then the last of our conference championships, the game of the day, number 4 Penn State, who's been here before in the conference championship game, won it in 2016, versus the newcomer, their first year in the Big Ten, the Oregon Ducks. And as much as I would love to pick Penn State to go win this game, James Franklin is not a big game coach. He has not been able to get it done. Again, they lost to Ohio State this year. In years past, it's been Ohio State and Michigan they've lost to. And I just think Oregon's too talented of a team. Dylan Gabriel, he's going to be throwing the ball all over the place. Too many receivers, too many just weapons overall on that Oregon team. So give me Oregon -3.5. And I'm going to take the over at 49.5 points. I think this will be a high-scoring game. But I just don't think Penn State can win the big game. There's nothing that they've shown me in the James Franklin era that they can get it done. And so that's all of our college football championship games this weekend. And now we're going to move into the high school scene, where the Trinity Shamrocks and the Ryle Raiders will clash it out for the 6A state title. Top class in Kentucky. And call me biased here, but I'm going to pick the Trinity Shamrocks to take home the 6A title. Bring home number 29 for the boys. I mean, that defense has just been rock solid all year. The offense, they've struggled at times, but I think they're starting to click. The run game with Jamarion Berry and Chris Wilson has just been really hard for teams to stop. So give me Trinity to win that game. And then in the 5A game, we have Cooper versus Bowling Green. And give me Cooper to win that game. I think they've been the best team in 5A almost all year. Bowling Green, they did beat 6A Power St. X at St. X, but I think Cooper just is too good of a team, and they're going to win that game. But expect that game to be very close. And then 4A. The 4A class has honestly seen some very big upsets this year. So Boyle County was actually ranked in the top 25 of Max Preps after beating Ohio Power St. Edward. And they were supposed to come in and run through Class 4A. Well, in the third round of the playoffs, they were shocked by Covington Catholic, and that was their season. It was over then. And then the team they lost to, Covington Catholic, then lost the week after to Franklin County by a goal line stand. And then it was Paducah Tillman, who had been the second highest rated team in 4A. And they beat the Corbin Redhounds. And they will be taking on Franklin County in the 4A state championship game. And I think that Tillman is to win that game. Outside of Boyle, they were basically the best team in 4A all year. So I think it's going to be theirs to win. And then a couple other games to look at. Cal versus Heenan County. I got Cal on that one. Sire versus Raceland. I'm going to take Raceland. They're a power in Class A. And I think that's just their time to shine. And the 2A Owensboro Catholic versus Beachwood. I'm going to take Owensboro Catholic to win that one. And I think all these games could be really good, back and forth. But those are my picks for Kentucky high school football this year. And it's been a crazy year, honestly, for Kentucky high school football, especially in 6A. There were a lot of teams this year in 6A that lost early. I mean, you had Mayo, Manual, and St. X all go out in the first round. Second round of the playoffs. And it just shows anything can happen in the playoffs. You can never overlook anyone. Because if you do, you will get beat. Especially because of how much talent every team has. Is how it's just distributed among each roster. And those are my picks for college football and high school football. And then, so don't forget, tonight the college football playoff rankings come out, and it should give us a pretty good idea of who is going to make up the 12-team college football playoff. This has been another episode of the Uncensored Podcast. Thank you for listening.